Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Because you are a clumsy person, but it is an endearing quality that you have to me. Like, that is only blown you up for me. Because mm-hmm. you're clumsy, because I think glass should be very afraid in your presence. I call her the butcher of glass. I think that glassware, when Nikki Rocks walks into the room, they hide their kids. Like, they hide little shot glasses behind them and stuff. They're like, oh my God, she's here.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hi, my name is Steve Green.
And
reporting live from the wildlands.
We are in the wilds of Burbank right now.
Lockdown building.
Yes, we are the only, there's our sound producer, Mark, that's right behind there. But besides we're the only three people in the building
now. And the building is locked down. When I say locked down, it's been locked down. And also, they went over this whole room with Lysol and all kinds of disinfectant stuff. So, and we're it. We're the only people using this room.
But it feels pretty eerie.
It doesn't?
Yeah, right?
Getting here was eerie.
Yeah.
Walking up was eerie. Having Mark let us in the side door and locking everything up afterward was eerie.
And if you're watching this in the very far future, currently we are in a time period where we are practicing social distancing. Everybody is basically confined to their homes, and unless you're going out to get groceries or
unless
to the pharmacy.
Unless they are 15 years old right now and they were born in 2020, I think they'll probably know what's going on.
No, I said if you're watching the distant future.
No, I know, but I'm saying in the distant.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because most people went through this too.
Yeah, true, but you could forget in 5 years.
That's
that, like,
true.
Why are they acting like something crazy is going on?
Good point.
Well, anyway, I feel like before all this went down, the need to connect to people was more prevalent than ever. But now I think it truly, truly is more prevalent than ever.
We have so many single friends. Shout out to all of our single friends. They are so lonely right now.
They are going insane.
Yes.
They're going crazy. They're like, you're so lucky you have Steve to at least talk to. I'm going crazy. And I get it, because we as human beings, we're very social creatures. That is just something that's ingrained in our DNA. If you go back to even early caveman days, there's tribes and stuff, because we're just programmed to want to socialize and be around people.
I am.
And a lot of people myself are introverts and have been I feel like I'm thriving during this time, just having a lot of alone time. But there's still a need to connect to people. Like, the things I'm doing alone, I'm still sharing some stuff on social media. I'm still talking to people on social media. I'm still watching other people on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And I still feel like I have a connection to people. We decided to team up with Bumble before all of this because a lot of the questions that we get coming in for our Q&A segments were about how do I find people to connect to? How do I meet new people without being weird? And then, like, once I meet new people, how do I establish, like, a relationship?
This is one of the most common questions that we get.
And it's not just romantic. It's also friendships yes. and business relationships. And what I didn't know before this partnership was that Bumble does all three types of relationships. Right. There's three separate tiers that you can go to and you can fill out a profile for, depending on what you're looking for. So there's something for everyone. I definitely need this right now.
Yeah, you can look for friends, you can look for business partners, you can look for relationship stuff. It's not just one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that either.
So we thought today what would be a cool way to address a lot of those questions just all at once is to go over like how to fill out a profile. Some statistics from online dating sites are that the number one reason that people don't have success with online dating is because the number one thing is that they don't know how to pitch themselves.
Yeah, no, it's
like they don't know how to fill out a profile.
It's so hard. You sit there and you got a blank screen and you're like, who am I right now? And I have to do it in a couple of lines. Like it's not easy stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, we want to kind of use this episode to help anyone out there that's struggling with knowing what their best traits are and how to put that into a profile so that you can actually meet somebody that or multiple people that share your common interests and kind of get who you are as a person so that they don't like overlook you just because you just didn't know how to pitch yourself properly.
Yeah, man. You're stuck right now or you feel stuck. And so this is a great opportunity to meet somebody and really kind of dig deep and actually know them a little bit.
Yeah, because not being able to talk to other people, especially people with your same kind of mindset and interests, it can wear down on your mental health and you know, how you feel about yourself and how your abilities to communicate with people and then eventually your self-esteem. And it's just a spiral that can be easily prevented by just developing the skills to communicate.
Yeah, and pitching yourself is everything. Like we're all kind of storefronts for our own, you know, what I do and like who I am. And but like your storefront, like what's your sign outside? Like why are people going to park at your establishment and use your business? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like that's the main thing is that if you think about yourself as a product, mm-hmm. like you're your own product, and how would you sell you? Like how do I sell Nikki? And I guess for us, like as entertainers and freelancers, I've been more accustomed to this idea. But I remember when I first heard about it, it like blew my mind that like basically we're in sales but we're the product.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whenever I went out to auditions or like commercial auditions or acting, any other acting auditions, the first thing I had to take was an image class where they told me what people perceive me as, mm-hmm. like what type of person I fit into and like where
how people see you.
Yeah, how people see me.
And it's so valuable to know that. But a lot of people don't know that. They look in the mirror and they're like, well, I'm looking at my flaws. I'm looking at what's not working for me right now.
Yeah. And it was also interesting to be in a room because one of the exercises we did was you sat in the middle of the room and then people would like just shout like the adjectives that they thought about you just based off seeing you. And it was interesting because it kind of changed the way I expressed myself because some of the things I'm like, wait, I'm so not that person. Like, I don't want that message to come across. So it was very, very helpful to at least know like how I was perceived, what things were accurate, like what I believed to be true about me and what things were like so far off that I was like, oh no, I don't want people to get that impression.
But how many, I mean, impression's everything, right? Because how many times you watch like a TV show or something and a new character walks in, you immediately judge them, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's a douchebag guy. He's really good looking, so he's probably vapid. Like, you know, like there's a lot of things that we all do, whether we know we're doing it or not.
Yeah.
And it's good to think of yourself that same way. How are people seeing me?
And the other biggest complaint that I get about our single friends that are doing online dating or have tried it and they get frustrated with it is that a lot of people are just there to hook up. And I completely relate to that where if you're just like sifting through profiles or if someone's out there and they just want to hook up and they're just sifting through profiles, they're just going to talk to the people they find physically attractive.
Yeah. And they think that are DTF.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so frustrating if you're somebody that's actually looking for a deeper relationship. And I think that one good that is coming out of everybody not being able to meet up in real life right now is that you kind of do have to establish that real solid connection first.
Yeah, are they going to be interesting for a long period of time? Because you can't see them, so there is no physical connection to like addict you to them. You know how we all get infatuated by somebody?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't have that to lean on, so now you have to form a deeper bond potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're not doing it, then there's your good indicator of how interesting it would be.
Which I'm such a big supporter of anyway, because I truly, none of the relationships, all of my long-term relationships that I've had, they've all been friendships first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to do that when you're online dating because people are just so fast. It's almost like speed dating.
Yep.
So how do you be friends first before actually going on a date? But right now, when we have all this time where we're alone and we're connecting just digitally, you're like actually like you become a friend, and then it becomes something else. If it becomes a romantic relationship later, then cool. But it's almost like an afterthought now. Like you're kind of forced to make a friend first,
which is great.
Yeah,
it's so good for a deeper, like longer lasting relationship. How many people talk to us and they're like, I want a relationship like you guys have,
right?
But like, dude, we built this relationship and it started as a friendship, and we just sort of like have met each other in the middle and built on top of that.
I also like when I analyze our relationship, like looking back, I'm like, I'm so glad that we had that friendship first, because our first year was really rocky. And we've talked about it a few times before, but I don't know if people actually understand the like gravity of how rocky
it was.
It was very, very rocky. We fought, or like we argued all the time. We bickered all the time. We were constantly like throwing jabs at each other off of like miscommunication and misconceptions. And I think that if we hadn't formed that friendship first, I don't know if we would have lasted,
it wouldn't have been deep enough.
No, because
to be worth that.
It was like that friendship allowed benefit of the doubt. Like even when I was thinking the worst of him, that friendship that happened first was like, but I know he's a good person. Like I know that he must not mean that, because we had this solid friendship underneath it all. And so once we like got down to brass tacks, that was like the solid foundation we were able to rely on.
Yeah. And ultimately too, I also knew, not even just friendship wise, it's because I knew you for so long beforehand. I knew you were a good person, like you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Like I knew that you weren't crazy or like a mean person or like any of the things that maybe I thought at the time, like in the interim.
Yeah.
Were, well, it seems like every time something little happens, she explodes on me or whatever.
Yeah.
I knew that I wasn't understanding something.
Right.
Like I wasn't understanding where you were coming from. Because I had had so many interactions with you that were positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, now that we're intimate, we're having negative interactions. So what's really happening? What's really informing all
this
shit?
Right, and we knew that our values were the same.
Exactly.
And that was because we were friends.
See, and that would never get me to the table, like for our first date, say,
mm-hmm.
if I didn't know that already,
right.
that our values were locked in. Like, this is stuff that you can use now, right? You're on Bumble, say.
Yeah.
And you're forming a deep connection with somebody, like through your screen, through FaceTime, through, you know, that's so valuable if it's deep, or
right.
if you're understanding who they are. It doesn't have to necessarily be deep, but if you're understanding each other, you're forming some kind of bond or friendship, it will help you with your relationship later.
Yeah, it filters out all of those people that were just not that serious.
Exactly.
That just wanted to hook up and stuff.
And maybe you do want to hook up, that's fine too, but
totally.
But we're not shaming any of that stuff. I just think that this is about how to get
a better
relationship.
Yeah, and like a deeper connection. Because I think that's what people struggle about the most. I think for the most part, you can find people to hook up with. Like that's
right.
the least hard thing to do. But finding like an intimate relationship or a solid relationship or a solid friendship is much more difficult. And I think it is difficult because people don't know where to start and people don't know what's been preventing them from getting that.
Yeah. And you know, we talk to so many single people too all the time who are negative about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think that they probably think it's self-deprecation or something, but if I'm trying to be sold on them, if I put myself in that headspace of like, okay, if I was thinking about dating this person, if all I hear from them is how bad they are, how not good they are at things or whatever, they're not inflating their balloon in my eyes. They're actually deflating it. They're actually like lowering their stance
mm-hmm.
for me. Like, and I love self-deprecation. That's one of my favorite things in the world.
Totally.
But it's about
having self-awareness.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Like a center of confidence that makes somebody go, oh, I want to be with this person because they like themselves in some way. Even if you're a self-deprecating person, there's something about yourself that you like.
Yeah, there's something different between like having a confidence about who you are and like a solid grounding of who you are and being like, oh, but I'm clumsy and I spill things. You know,
right.
Like that's
there
more,
he goes again.
That's self-deprecating, but it's like I still know what I bring to the table. I still have like skills and worth and stuff. Then there's other people that are like, there I go again. I'm fucking stupid. And,
that, right? Yeah. So exactly that you are shit. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps, because you are a clumsy person, but it is an endearing quality that you have to me. Like that is only blown you up for me because mm-hmm. you're clumsy, because I think Glass should be very afraid in your presence. I call her the butcher of glass. I think that glassware, when Nikki Rocks walks into the room, they hide their kids. Like they hide little shot glasses behind them and stuff. They're like, oh my God, she's here. Because you're very clumsy. But that is a part of you that I love now.
Yeah.
Because it's part of who you are as a whole person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can love your little quirks and things because I know you deeper than that. Because we had a rock steady foundation to build on top of.
Yeah.
So flaws become cute and
endearing.
Hot and endearing. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, because I know like all the like the intentions behind them too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So for those of you who are like, okay, how do I do it then? Just freaking
true.
Tell me.
Sorry.
So the first thing I would do to kind of just get to know yourself and know how the world is perceiving you is I would ask people that are very close to you, your family, your friends, the ones that know you, and tell them to be very, very honest with you and have them list some of your best traits, like things that they love about you, that they know that if people just saw this about you, they would fall in love with. Have them list out those, and then I would have them list out maybe some negative traits, like some weaknesses, like some things that, or maybe some misunderstandings, things that you often get misunderstood for, so that you kind of like have that knowledge in order to like pat it, you
yeah,
know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like if I know that I come across as like a know-it-all, then I'd be more conscious about not coming across that way. Like if that's not true, like I don't think I know everything and I am very proud to not know everything. So the last thing I would want is someone to think that I'm a know-it-all, which is feedback that I've received before.
Of course.
So to not do that, I would, be more open.
Conscious.
Be more conscious of it. It's just something to be conscious about, not so that it takes over your presence of mind, but just something that you're like, kind of holding back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
like listening more is something that I incorporated more into my conversations because
me too.
I want the other person to feel like I'm I'm there. I'm listening to them.
And for me, having been in like a bunch of writers' rooms and improv stuff, you kind of are waiting to jump into a conversation sometimes, and so I can be an interrupting force for sure. And I know that about myself. We've talked about this many times. And so that's something that I'm mindful of, but it doesn't stop me from being myself where I have an idea and I want to share it. That's exciting and fun. It's just about feeling the room and waiting for your turn to give that exciting idea and stuff. So it's just being like knowing that you are that way or can be that way.
And knowing how it can come across to other people.
And that's so important, right? So that's a flaw that I've had that has helped me so much in having better conversations with people, even more meaningful conversations with people, because I'm not like, just stabbing every conversation with my input.
Yeah.
So these are all things that can, so whoever if they could just give you an idea of what you're doing.
Yeah, your mom, your dad, ask your siblings will be really honest with you.
Somebody out there loves you, man.
Yeah.
So they'll know.
And then if not, think of like times that people have said something about you, like coworkers, like have people said, oh, you're really pretty, or you're so thoughtful, or you're so kind, or you're really smart, or things like that. Just what are some adjectives that you've received a lot of, if you can think back on your interactions with people, including the negative ones that like maybe right away. I remember one time a guy that it was a friend of mine. I guess he was trying to make a move on me and I didn't know, but I remember him saying that he didn't think I would be as prude as I was.
That's amazing.
He just assumed from like the way I look.
He called you prude though? He said prude?
Yeah.
He's like, I just didn't think you'd be as ice queeny as you are.
It's like, I really like sex, but because I wanted to have like more of a connection with him, or like, you know, establish.
He's like,
connection.
No, I like you. I think you're really cool. I it's so funny. I didn't expect you to be this frigid.
Yeah.
That's such a fucking lame
like,
thing.
So I don't know. I feel like sometimes people will see what you look like and they make an assumption about how you would be.
That is the epitome of a no offense comment. You know, you say no offense, but
yeah,
you know,
I just
think
you'd
be frigid. Isn't that funny? It's crazy.
I was like, oh yeah, I guess being prude is like just wanting to get to know someone these days.
Wow.
But
bold.
Yeah. And am I prude?
No.
Right.
God, no.
Exactly. But yeah, anyway, so, you know, just being aware of like how you come off, because I guess I came off as slutty to him, but
slutty.
He was very surprised that I didn't want to, or I wasn't jumping all over him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're slutty for one person. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That people don't know.
Super loyal.
Yep.
Yeah. So what are some adjectives you would say about me if I was to ask you this? If we were not in a relationship right now, but you were like, you're a close friend. You know me very well.
Yes. You're very loyal.
Okay.
That's obvious. Okay. You're honest.
Okay.
I think you're very honest.
I'm going to write these down so that later when I fill out a profile.
Yeah, I think that you are genuine.
Okay.
You have a heart of gold, biggest heart I've ever seen.
Aww.
Yeah, I think that you're dependable. I think anyone who knows you, even on a friendship level, knows you're very dependable.
Cool.
And I think those are like the five.
So those are the ones that I would sell.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, okay, let me showcase these.
Yeah.
Like highlight these traits. It's not like I'm a salesy person like selling myself, but you know, you just highlight those traits because those are the ones that people are most likely going to like about you.
You're also very good at seeing both sides of something.
Oh, thank you. I really try.
Maybe critical thinking or whatever.
Critical thinker. Okay, for you, I put that I love that you are very dry humored and sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's my tone. If I was looking for a potential suitor,
yes,
I would want them to have a very dark sense of humor, very dry and sarcastic. So I think that would be something you would highlight.
They got my blessing.
Yeah. You're very funny, but I would show that and not tell it if I was to write it in a profile.
Yeah, that can be
hard. I think
hard.
Funny guys sometimes like...
It's rough.
So I'll pass over somebody if they're like, I'm a funny guy.
I hate it.
It's like, well, you wouldn't have to say that if you were like... You could just be funny.
We're watching season 2 of Love Island. Don't worry, everybody. I'm not going to go too deep on it.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's like, I'm a funny guy, and he's just doing terrible bits the whole time, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, just stop it. Just shut up. Mm-hmm. Just be whoever the fuck you are inside, man.
Yeah, it just comes off as insecure rather
exactly.
than as funny, which is, and maybe you are very funny, but people are missing the intended purpose when you do that.
I think that sometimes people think they hear something, right? And they hear like, girls like funny guys. And then they go into a room like,
yeah.
like juggling
yes.
on a unicycle. And it's like, no, man, that's not what's going on.
Just be
your version of funny.
Be comfortable being you. Be confident that you are funny without needing to try that hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I put that you are very family / friends oriented. You put them first. You're super loyal. You're very thoughtful and you're protective. And what I also like about that is that you're pretty guarded about some of those traits. Like not everyone gets to have them. It's kind of exclusive.
True.
I feel like
true.
I'm in a club.
You're in a club.
When I get those
traits. You're
in traits.
The ultra
I'm
platinum
in the VIP
club.
Platinum.
Yeah, you are.
Platinum wristband club.
Nobody gets in.
Steve
You're the
Green.
Only person. You got the executive elevator all the way to the top.
Hell yeah. Sweet. So knowing those things.
So yeah, how do you say all that without being it sound like a douchebag?
Right. And we'll get into that.
Yeah.
I would also, some tips I would say, do not lie or exaggerate to be more of what you think someone would want. It's similar to what we were talking about with the funny guy coming and juggling. But like, yeah, I've seen guys... lie about their height, which is weird. I get that, like, girl, there's like a notion that girls like only like tall guys, but you don't want those girls.
Right.
So, like, I feel like the more deceptive you are, the less you're going to find someone that actually likes you for you, which is the ultimate goal anyway.
And you're being deceptive too. You're being shitty too when you do that.
Yeah.
That's the thing you don't understand. You think, oh, well, these girls are so lame. They only want these taller dudes. So I'm just going to lie about it.
And then I meet you in person and I'm like, I don't care if you're short. I care that you lied about it.
Yeah, you're the deceptor. Yeah. You're the fuckhead.
And it same goes for girls, too. There's lots of girls who catfish, like where they'll use crazy filters.
Yeah.
They look. I have a friend that looks like a Victoria's Secret model on all of her social profiles. And then you see her in person and she is very much not.
She's not a Victoria's Secret model. That's all. Is that so bad?
No, it's
not. You're not a Victoria's Secret model.
Most of us are not Victoria's Secret models, and that's okay.
And you know what? Some people don't even want to fuck Victoria's Secret models.
Exactly.
I don't know many of them.
And that's what I'm saying is that is like people, you don't want to meet somebody who doesn't like exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. If you were like, well, I only like you when you do your makeup.
Right, that's when you don't build a deep relationship
exactly.
with somebody. You can't. There's no future there.
So these are all things that I feel like destroy your chances of building a solid foundation. And I think people want the reward super fast without like setting the foundation. And that's the most important part.
Yes.
The starting from like an authentic, genuine, grounded foundation is going to be like your best bet on finding other people that like that.
When Tom Brady started to date Gisele Bündchen, we all remember very famously.
Yeah.
He did not go to Gisele Bündchen and go, hey, like I'm a four-time Super Bowl winner, like all this shit. He had only won 3 Super Bowls at that point.
See? He's very humble.
What if he came in and was like, hey, I won 4 Super Bowls. And then she's like, You told me you won 4 Super Bowls. I actually looked it up. You won 3 Super Bowls at this point.
He'd go down in history as a liar.
He'd be a deceptor.
Yeah.
And that's important.
A Decepticon.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to go on a break really quick. When we come back, we are going to build our own profiles
and
see what happens.
See how they sound.
See how they sound.
See how they read.
Kind of, I just feel like it's easier to show than to explain. Like, I feel like we're kind of talking at you right now, but I feel like going through the process with you will be an easier way to kind of show how to highlight yourself.
Here we go.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around.
connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like the only thing is because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, are you listening to Should They Don't Tell You? Because if not, how are you listening to this ad about Should They Don't Tell
it's
You?
It's because they can't turn it off. They don't know how to turn it off.
Well, that's pretty convenient for
us. They're throwing their phone on the ground right now.
Once you can figure it out, could you please rate us and subscribe and tell us that we're beautiful?
Listen.
We want it.
We need the validation. But mostly we need the ratings because, I mean, that's basically how the world is run,
my friend. We continue to make more and more and more of this content, this glorious content that you love so much.
If you like the show, support the show. And if you don't like the show, support the show.
And it's for free. The stars are for free.
Yeah, you give them away for free. It's not like if you give 5 stars, you pay more money. They should have charged for every single star. That would have made so much money. It just made a killing.
Okay, we're back. So I have never built a profile on Bumble before. I'm kind of excited. This shit is my jam.
I haven't either. This is very fun.
Don't you love filling out profiles,
though? I do.
I really
love
do.
It's like you're pitching. It's very fun.
Yeah. And so anytime I could help other people with this, it's a joy. I actually have helped a few single friends fill out their profiles before because it's just fun. Okay. So I'm on the starting page and we're going to walk you through this and how we would do our profiles. Take what you want, leave the rest. Bumble also has this new DFH campaign, Dating From Home, where they have their own experts who can give you like stats and stuff and help you out and advise you on other ways that you can improve your profile. But we're going to go through and do it the way that we would do it.
As personal experts.
Yes, as our own personal experts.
That's right, who have never done this before.
Yeah. I did fill out an online dating profile way back in the day, but none of these services were around back when I was single. There was only like a few to choose from and they were kind of trash, but I did have fun with the profile part. So the first question is, what would you like to be called? I would like to be called Nikki.
Good name.
This is how you'll appear on Bumble. Thank you.
Can you be Nikki Green?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I wouldn't give, honestly, I don't feel comfortable giving my last name
as
like what I'd be called on there. Because it's like, then other people that you're not interested in could like look you up.
But what if somebody's like talking to multiple Nikkis?
I don't care.
You could be Nikki G?
Then I got to stand out even more.
Nice.
With my personality.
I like it.
My shining, beautiful personality.
You could be Nikki number one. They're Nikki number one.
Okay, it's asking for my birthday and I get it because they want to know, are you a Scorpio? Yes, I am. November 2nd, 1986. Here's where I wouldn't lie about my age.
True.
Okay. How do I identify? Woman, man, other options. I identify as a woman. Okay. Now it's time to upload some photos. Ooh, this is critical too.
Yes.
Dude, have you seen the show The Circle?
Yes.
Okay, so I think they did a very good job at strategically picking pictures that were highlighting their best traits.
The Circle is a show, real quick, where everyone is basically, they're all in a big building together and they can only interact through social media.
Yeah, they can only interact through their social media profiles. And some people are catfishing and some people aren't. But I feel like they all did a good job at knowing who they are as a person or who their character was as a person and then picking pictures that would highlight that. So if you're, for example, for Steve was like more of a family person, and you like friends, family,
Overalls and a straw hat.
Yeah, you're a funny guy. You can show like you doing stand up in a picture or like you doing like some sort of quirky face, I guess. And then the picture of you with like
personality,
with your mom.
Whatever your personality is.
Yeah, but like specific traits, like family. I would have a family photo. not like a photo of you, just all three photos are you in your room.
Right.
I think a lot of people, they're like, okay, I guess I'll just take a few photos right now.
What about shirtless beach photos?
I mean, if that's who you are as a person, then yeah, but I don't think that that would really sell you as Steve Green in a profile.
Reluctantly understand.
I mean, that's just my opinion. As someone
who
knows you very well.
It's always hard to hear.
All right, so we realized talking you through the entire process would be a bit of time, so we decided to fill out our whole profiles and then walk you through what we did.
Yes.
So we were on the picture picking part, right? Yes. And I feel like you should highlight the things that you want to showcase about yourself, as well as like those best positive traits that we were talking about earlier. So for me, it was like, hey, I like doing stand-up. So I included a picture of me doing stand-up. I wanted people to know that I'm a Packers fan. So I put a picture of me in my Packers jersey. And then I had like a cute like picture. My profile picture is like a cute picture of me in like an outfit that I would wear normally every day. A flattering picture of something that I would wear of me every day.
Yeah, how they'd see you in the wild.
Yeah. And since I selected, like I was talking about earlier, you can select a dating tier, a BFF profile, or a business one. I selected BFF just to see what that's about. And I did include a picture of me and Steve in there because it's like the things that are most important to me.
Yay.
And then I also was looking for a picture of me and Franklin, my cat, because that would be something I wanted to showcase too.
Of
like,
course.
I am a hardcore cat person.
Yes, agreed.
It also has you, there's a couple profile prompts that you're allowed to fill out. You can choose up to three. So the three I chose were my ideal BFF, the three I chose were my ideal BFF date, which is going to dinner and a concert or wine tasting. Ideal karaoke song would be Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre featuring Eminem. Need people to know that I am a stan. And then it says nightclub or Netflix. Definitely solid Netflix. Zero nightclubs.
You should have said rap god, but it's fine.
I don't karaoke song rap god.
You're so good at it, though, that nobody would even know. It's Roki.
You are thinking about Nicki from 2013, who was all about rap god. I don't rap that constantly because, you know what? It's not that fun of a song to rap.
Really?
No, because it's like really long. So first of all, people hate you because it's a 6-minute song.
Oh.
And then two, it's like fast, but like without... It's not fun. It's like not a fun fast to rap. It's like fast for the point of being fast, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's not my favorite karaoke song. I went with honesty here because honesty is a trait that you highlighted about me. And honestly, Dr. Dre is where it's at.
I'm just trying to get you your BFF. And I just think that you doing rap guard is so impressive, but it's fine.
I think that Forgot About Dre will highlight how much fun I have.
We'll move on. Agree to disagree.
If you can't like me for my Forgot About Dre, then you don't deserve my rap god.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you. Okay, my about me, I'm so glad they put character limits in here because people can drone on and on and on about themselves. But this actually prevents you from doing that, which is awesome. So it keeps it short, concise, and then sprinkles your personality in there. So what I do for these, because how people read you is much different than how you talk in person.
Yes.
Right? So I try to make it match as good as I can. The way that I'm writing it as the way that I would say it.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I like drinks, cats, and have a houseplant addiction. Dry sense of humor, love to laugh. Hate small talk, love mentally stimulating conversation without being too try-hardy. Love getting to know people. If you're down for some introspective convos, laughs, and cocktails, let's get deep, bro.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's very you.
Yeah. So the way that I'm just trying to like figure out how to explain how to write something like that would be start with things that you like. So for me, it was like drinks, cats, houseplants, and then put it into your personality.
Into your voice.
Yeah, into your voice. So it's not just like someone reading a biography of you.
Yeah, or it just sounds like it sounds like you gave somebody a Hallmark card sometimes.
Yeah, or you know it's like, I like drinks, I like cats, and I like plants.
I like medicine.
I have a very dry sense of humor, and I love to laugh.
Right.
It's like you make it you.
I am a nurse. It's very blasé.
Yeah, make it sound like you. All right, so work in education. You can choose to fill out any of these if you want or don't want. I know education is like super important to some people, so if you're looking for people that are from a certain college, maybe you want to fill that part out. It's not that important to me, so I didn't enter that part in. I put podcast host from Studio 71. What? Basic info, looking for live music, relationship, married, obviously put single if you were looking for a relationship, have kids, no kids, smoking, never, drinking, socially, exercise, active, new to the area, no, I'm local, pets, cats, cannabis, never, voter, I vote, star sign, Scorpio, religion, agnostic. And that's it. Lives in Los Angeles from Santa Barbara. I feel like that gives a well-rounded version of who I am in one solid pitch.
Yeah. And it's not, like you said, not too try-hardy or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the most important part is, like, don't come off like you're desperate. Like, you have to know how good of a person I am. You have to know that how loyal I am, how honest I am. Like, it's just, like, just be the
thing. I will jump in front of a bullet for my friends. Like, all that shit, guys.
It comes off as extreme. Even if you're not meaning it to be extreme, you, like, how do you get that out without people...
You sound very much.
Yeah.
And you just need to be like just right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Be Goldilocks about it.
I will do my profile. So I did pictures. I have a picture of me wearing a piece of ice.
A piece of ice because you're an ice man?
Yeah. Well, I am wearing a necklace with that is diamond studded.
Oh, right.
You've seen this photograph before.
Some chains.
I'm wearing chains that we wore at the Danger Boys after Brat Party. I got a picture of you and me when we were at the Green Bay game. I got the cheese head on. I'm not a Green Bay Packers fan, but I am a football fan.
Yeah.
And I just like that picture.
I like that picture too.
I got a picture of me in our onesies from Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So when we were wearing the onesies that go over our head and everything.
Yeah.
By the way,
I would say that if you're creating a dating profile, don't have exes in your pictures.
No.
And don't have a lot of group photos.
I would have cropped you.
Right.
Yeah, if that was the case. I also have a picture of me. Facetune picture of me, heavily Facetune of me in a ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the next picture is me in the same ball pit, same pose, un-Facetuned.
Oh, that's nice.
So you get a full flavor of how good I can look.
Yeah.
And then you get the real me.
Right.
You know, I think that's important. I put profile prompt. I like how they have some of these questions so you don't have to come up with some of this stuff yourself.
Yeah, they make it very easy for you to pitch yourself when they do things like this.
And then it's almost like since you're answering a general or generic question, you can inject your personality into it because it's like you're being interviewed.
So the one is the honest answer, and then the injecting the personality is how you stand out.
Exactly. So it's I picked, if I could donate $1 million, it'd be to the Kardashians to help them stay rich.
Nice.
And wealthy.
See, that's an example of showing your sense of humor without being like, I'm a funny guy.
Right, fuck that shit.
Pick me.
It's just fun, right?
Yeah.
Just having fun. My mother, I didn't put this in order. A bit must-see movie, The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my mother would describe me as her light.
Nice.
Which is true.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I think that perfectly showcases you because it's like if your favorite movie is Big Lebowski, I get a sense of what type of person would like Big Lebowski.
Yes.
And then you having your mom say that she's your light is like that's the honest, like that's the your
that's
you
the real
at your
talk.
Core. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you're not too silly.
Yeah.
You're a real person.
You're able to be grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's important to me, too, that people are that way and not just one way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like being on, per se.
Right.
About me, I'm a writer / YouTuber / comedian / podcast host, quadruple threat. I love my family and I hate my aunt. And I put hate in all caps. I'm a cat person, so you dog people can chill. Cats get deep, too. They are falsely portrayed in the media. I am a romantic and I'm not hopeless about it. I'm an active one.
Dude, I'd marry you. Fucking immediately.
Right away?
Yes.
You're gonna jump me?
I would be showing that profile to my friends like, dude, look at this guy.
Oh,
I'm gonna talk to him. No, I really would though.
Really? Because the cast thing?
Well, no, just in the way that you're saying it.
Okay.
It's like perfect. I can get a sense of your personality.
Yeah.
I think that's so important is just like write it how you talk.
It's everything, guys. It's everything. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My work education, writer, producer, podcast host at Self-Employed.
Nice.
Education, Upright Citizens Brigade 2009. If you know what that is, then great. If you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
I
might be like, he put this as his education.
Right? That and see, then I filter out the fucking serious people too. So that's fun. You know, and then all the rest is kind of boring. Oh, wait. Height, 6'4". People love that.
Oh,
Let's
do
be
they?
Honest. People love it.
Because
chicks love it. They love tall guys.
You're the second tall guy that I've ever dated.
Well,
but
I'm
you're the
tallest.
Thank you. You're the tallest.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Exercise.
I put active. I'm active now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow. Love it. Education level, high school. Absolutely high school. drinking socially, smoking never, pets, cats, looking forward. I put relationship for this because we talked.
We wanted to see the difference between the dating profiles and the BFF profiles.
Exactly. Kids, want someday, star sign Virgo, religion agnostic, voter sure. Yeah.
You put agnostic too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
We did not.
All of those were optional too. You don't have to put a religion if you don't want to. Cool. So that's the gist of filling out a profile, picking pictures that represent you, saying words that represent you without coming across as too try-hardy.
Yeah.
And then just like, being genuine, being like just a genuine, authentic person, not someone that's like exaggerating traits to like try to please other people, I think is a huge thing.
And I think if you are that person, it does shine through. You know, I think some of this takes care of itself.
Yeah, but that's why I'm surprised when we get so many questions though. So what I didn't understand was that people get very nervous about pitching themselves because one, they don't want to come off as like narcissistic if they're like saying that they're, I'm nice and I'm kind or whatever. And then two, they don't want to come off as they don't want to not be able to showcase those things.
Yes.
And I get that that's hard. That's like a fine line.
It's so important though.
Yeah. So the second thing that's hard for people, it's like a roadblock for people, is making the first contact, like messaging out first, because how do you make your message stand out from other people? How do you still be yourself, but have the other person take interest in you? And I think that I wouldn't have thought this was so hard for people if I didn't check my DMs. DMs are a mess.
Yeah.
Of people, there's so many of just hi, hey. Hi.
It's
what you doing?
Opener.
What you doing? Hey. Don't message hi.
Hi sucks, guys. When's hi ever been good in real life?
No.
It's not. It's just something you kind of say to like somebody as they're walking by.
What are you up to? Don't.
No.
Come at them with something interesting, something that says that you've read their profile. I would look at Steve's profile and I would say, I really like this, and this about him. So I would put that in my message. Like
right.
I would say, Lebowski fan, huh? What about, and I would maybe make a quote from it.
Papers, business
papers.
Yeah,
like go to sleep, my sweet prince.
There you go.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Good night. I would mess up the quote.
You're such a mom about it.
Hey, go to good night.
I seen that one.
Go to the good night.
Hey, this is what happens when you mess with a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like, football. Go Pack, go.
That's pretty good. And I'd be like, look, I'm not. I'll be honest. I lied.
Yeah.
I'm not a Packers fan.
Hey, I'm not a Lebowski fan.
There you go. I do like the Packers as my second team now.
Yeah, and I like the Big Lebowski. I just can't quote it.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go.
That's honesty.
So we have a conversation already. It's like, it's taking, people like to feel like you're not just reaching out generically, like you're not casting a wide net and they're just another number that you're talking to. People like to feel like they're engaged in a real conversation where you actually found their profile interesting because of who they are.
Exactly.
And just showing that a little bit in a message is something I think that will surprisingly make you stand out.
Don't come across too superficially either. Like I could have made, I'm a big football guy. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I could have made my whole profile about football and that would have been so boring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm passionate about something doesn't mean they're going to find that interesting.
Well, and that's why I say talk to a friend or family member first, because having them describe the traits that they like about you will give you a lot of insight to what other people might like about you. Because I guarantee you, if you asked your friends and family, they wouldn't be like, I love that you're so into football.
Exactly.
No one would say that.
Right. But some people, because you are building a storefront for yourself,
yeah,
they think, well, that's a huge part of my identity. I couldn't not talk about that the whole time. But that's when you realize that you're one-dimensional and you gotta see yourself deeper.
That's like if I made my whole profile about being an Eminem fan. Like,
and you could have.
And I could have because
easily.
I love Eminem, but that's not what makes me a whole person.
No way.
And that's not, I don't think, what people become friends with me for.
No, and it scratches the surface. And you do love Eminem for deeper reasons. We've talked about it on the show before.
Right.
But that's all part of the texture and the tapestry of Nicki Limo.
Yes.
Like, the person that you are with the moral center that you have. Some of that is informed through the music you've listened to, through Eminem and things.
Oh, I made that music choice because of that. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's more like a fun fact. It's
exactly.
Like, fun fact, I love the Cults.
Exactly.
It would be yours.
It's not my identity.
Like, right.
Yeah.
And I also feel like people that make that something else their identity aren't in tune with themselves enough. So it could come across like that too.
I know a guy who graduated from UCLA and he won't shut the fuck up about it. And it's like,
oh yeah,
just chill.
Right.
It's fine. People are proud of you, man.
Yeah.
You did it. But it's like,
that's just
a
fact. This is a fun fact about you. It
right.
shouldn't be who you are as a person. And I think maybe that is the deeper thing, is like getting to know yourself as a person, which in these times you have the most opportunity to do.
You do. You can get deep with somebody now because they can't pressure you into a social situation. How cool is that?
It's so cool.
It's like a hack out there.
I love it. I mean,
it's looking on the bright side.
In
obviously.
My profile, I hate small talk.
Yeah.
I only like mentally
too.
Stimulating conversation. So the fact that you get to reach out to people that you think share your interests and you only are going to be having stimulating conversations is awesome.
Yeah.
And you could literally filter it too. If they try to do like more small talk than mental conversations, then you can like just stop responding.
Yeah. And that's sometimes for those of you out there who are like, well, small talk is how I kind of build up because I'm a little anxious sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. But your profile hopefully helped them see you as a deeper person.
Right. It gives you more talking points.
Yeah.
I think you pick, looking at their profile, you should have more talking points than, so about LA being shut down,
right.
That crazy, huh?
Hopefully this stuff is going to kickstart a deeper conversation.
Right.
And so, yeah, to get deeper, you have to go through the weeds of like, how are you? Yeah, weather's crazy. Like, you do have to do that sometimes.
You can talk more about like, how has it affected you personally?
Yeah.
Because get more personal. Whenever you look at a small talk, like find ways to make that more personal.
It's an opportunity to get deeper.
Yeah.
It really is.
Get deep, bro.
You can get deep. You can get deep off of weather. I can do it with you right now, off of weather, if you want. You want to talk to me
do
about
it.
The weather?
Do it. Go. I don't believe you.
Ask me about the weather.
Hey, so how's the weather?
It's so rainy right now. Like it's intermittently rainy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so rainy, it reminds me of when I was a kid and I used to go outside and I would splash in every single puddle. You know, like something like that.
And you haven't done that in a while or something.
And I haven't gotten to do that in a long time. And I just was outside and I was like, you know what? I'll splash in every puddle. And I'm like, wait, I'm an adult now. This
it
actually
brought
sucks.
The kid out of me.
Sure. but.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's
yeah,
just
you can
easy
make it
stuff.
More personal.
Yeah. You can deepen anything if mm-hmm. you try to relate it back to a story, something personal about yourself, something that means something to you.
I want
to
do it. Do it to me.
Hey, what do you think of what's going on in LA right now?
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I'm an introvert and I've been working on this all my life. So even though everything I love is getting canceled, I'm low-key kind of excited about it.
Right. And see, that's you being on the bright side. Some people could pick that apart and go like, that's so fucked up. But no, you're like,
no,
hey, what can I do right now? I'm helpless.
It's honest and it's like kind of dark humored.
Exactly.
Which is
it's you.
Portrayal of me in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
So if people do see that and take it the wrong way, then those aren't the kind of people that I want to talk to.
Exactly. Those aren't the people that
More
should follow
me or
anything.
More people that get you.
Yes.
So, go out there, make some connections. Let us know if you have any questions or comments or success stories. We'd love to hear it. I feel like this is a topic that we could talk about forever.
Yes. Seriously. And also,
there's so many different facets of it.
I remember I lost my best friend coming out of high school. Not because they died, but because I hated them.
I was like, that's
because I hated them.
Dark.
Okay. And I remember it took me a long time. Having a best friend was part of my identity. It meant something to
me.
Yeah. I took it very seriously that I'm a good friend.
Right.
And so when I lost my best pal, I remember being devastated when I moved to LA and I didn't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved up here with Horton and we had each other, but like Horton did his own shit. And so I didn't really have like a best pal or anything. And I think that because that was so important to me, it's definitely something that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that there was like an app that existed where I could have looked for one through
there. Yeah, had a drinking buddy.
Anything.
Gone out.
Because I used to go watch football games alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would go to like a Buffalo Wild Wings or Big Wings alone, and I'd just say for me one only, and I'd watch football games because I didn't have TV.
Yeah, there was this place across the street for me that had I didn't have TV either, and there was a place across the street that had bottomless Bloody Marys, and so I would buy one drink and I would sit there all day because that's all I could afford was like that one drink, but it was bottomless, and I would watch alone. But if I had We could have been watching it together if I had to have something like this that I could connect with people with.
That's what I mean. So, yeah, it's just such an easier way to get there because then I, you know, when I was able to get a best friend again, it's something, again, that how many times do you guys listen to shit they don't tell you to talk about my best friend, Michael? It's part of my identity. I like that about myself.
I thought I was your best friend.
Well, you are my best friend in a whole different way. But you know what I mean? Like it's something that I like about myself is that I have friends and that I'm very loyal to people.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I just think if that's part of who you are, something like this can actually help you get there.
Yeah.
A little quicker than it took me. It took me like 10 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so go out there. Don't let this slump that we're all going through deteriorate your mental state because you can't socialize. Go out there and keep talking to people. Keep making connections. People are out there. People are wanting to talk to you. They're wanting to make connections more than ever. So
and really there's a lot of ways you can connect. You know, Bumble's one of them. And you can actually check out the link. We have it in the description here to make it easy on you if you don't want to just click down there.
Yeah. This way of living and working is kind of new for everybody, and sometimes it can create feelings of just isolation, anxiety, and monotony, and that's what we're kind of trying to prevent if we can.
And not feeling alone. You might be alone, but not feeling alone. I know it sounds corny, but it helps so much, man.
We're alone together.
Yeah. go to our Discord because we love conversing.
That's
with
through
you
our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. We have extra bonus episodes of Shit They Don't Tell You on there. And then we also have a Discord chat. And we have live streams. We're actually doing a bonus live stream this month because everybody's stuck inside.
Yeah.
But
including us.
Yeah. Rate us, see, and then come back next week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe out there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.